Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunstore's Simply Better. Cook restaurant-quality meals at home with the Dunstore's Simply Better collection.
My God, there's Nevin.
There he is.
Nevin, how are you, my friend?
How are you? Good to see you.
I'm well. Delighted. I'm very good. How are you?
Very summery, Marty.
Very summery. You're very summery yourself. But you're a summery... Well, you see, summery disposition, summery look.
That's it. That's it, isn't it?
That's it.
You have to make the most of it.
Anyway, listen, did you stick up that award that you got a couple of months back?
Well, can I thank you, first of all? I dedicated it to you.
Get in your hat.
Do you know, it was a really... shall we say, a privilege to receive the award. It was kind of like a hospitality award. It's the first ever time they give it out. So, I feel lucky. I feel proud of my industry and I love what I do. And, you know, it's down to...
Well, you're greatly loved and respected
and
as well.
And surrounding yourself by good people, I think that's the key. And, you know, we know each other a very long time. I love my job and I've always done it. So thank you so much.
No, it was lovely. I meant to say it to you. Where on earth are you, can you hang it, though?
Well, because I had it around my neck for a week.
There's no room in your hall. There's no room because this place is coming down with awards.
Well, that's great. Now anyway, a medal to put it up. Pride and
for her.
Pride and place. Isn't that what they say, Mark?
That's exactly pride and place. What have you got today?
Okay, we got two very simple kind of starters or like lunches. First one is, you'll probably say this much better because you're used to Italian, bruschetta.
It's
a tomato and basil and then a broad bean one. And then we have a beetroot hazelnut and whipped goat's cheese, which is really, really tasty. So it is. So we'll start off with the bruschetta. The key for this is really getting good sourdough bread. So you drizzle it with a little bit of oil, toast it, and that's where the real crunch comes. You can pop it into an air fryer, you can pop it into the oven, but on a griddle pan it's lovely with an extra virgin olive oil. It's gorgeous.
Lovely.
Now, sometimes in Italy or in Spain, they smear with a little bit of garlic. I don't do any of that. Just nice olive oil, grill it, because we're going to get lots of flavour. We're going to talk about broad beans. These can be fresh or frozen. We're coming into the season now, broad beans will be available. So if you're using broad beans, you have to remove the skin. So you have to remove the outer kind of like... shell of the broad beans, and you have to remove the skin. So you cook them in boiling water for about a minute and then put them into cold water.
And that's all it takes.
Yeah, that's about that. Because you see, what you want to do, okay, very good point. You don't want to overcook them. They're very small, and you can do this with fresh peas too. I should have said that. And they'll even cook quicker and less work, just for your listeners.
Very nice.
So I've frozen ones in the recipe, but obviously, if they're fresh, even better. Boiling water, a little touch of salt for about a minute or two. That's it.
Great.
Them in the cold water, drain it, peel off the skin, and then we're going to toss them a little bit of olive oil. We're going to put a little bit of mint in that, which is really interesting herb at that. Now, what I don't have in the recipe, Marty, I was thinking about different toppings. So we'll go through the tomato in a minute, but that would be lovely maybe with some ricotta cheese, with some burrata cheese, a soft creamy cheese. So you have your sourdough bread, which is grilled, a nice kind of creamy cheese, a little bit of mint I put into that, or basil is gorgeous, or pesto. Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah, Basil Pesto, the well-known Italian singer.
Of course.
I love Basil Pesto.
So do
but
I.
It adds so much to it.
It does, I agree, without really overpowering it. You're a man after my own heart. Finish out with a little bit of Parmesan cheese, and then in the recipe I have some chilli flakes. That's optional. It gives a lovely little bit of a spice. But where I'd rather use the chilli flakes is the lovely tomato one. So it's kind of two bruschettas. One is with the broad beans. A nice little ricotta cheese would be gorgeous in that. Lemon zest will work really well. And a drizzle of balsamic or pesto, as you like.
Yeah, that's a lovely lunch.
Well, that's a nice lunch. And then with the tomato ones, just get the tomatoes at room temperature, okay?
Yeah.
Cut them into nice big kind of chunks. What I usually do with olive oil, balsamic vinegar, a little bit of lemon zest, that goes on top of your toasted bread.
Well, lovely.
And that's where the pesto would work really well.
Yes. Where do you say those tomatoes come from?
Tomatoes actually from Waterford at the minute.
Are they?
Yeah, they're a lovely man called Grantstown Nurseries, and he's one of only maybe two or three commercial growers in Ireland. What I learned when I was with him twice. First, once doing kind of an interview with him for my TV show, which I thought was incredible, and he used no sprays. He's doing it. He's doing a lifetime, and you know, with the really good weather that we've had, you know, over the recent month or two, it's been incredible. So it has. So he grows, I think, 10 or 12 different types of tomatoes.
Really?
And the bees are the key for pollination. If you want to see the way we were up in a hoist, right up at the top of them, I felt like Jack and the Beanstalk.
That sounds fantastic.
But right, really, it's interesting because you think, Irish tomatoes, they're tasteless. They're not. If you get them in season, they're absolutely delicious.
In season.
Yeah, and at room temperature. A little bit of oil, salt is important. I have basil in this, Marty, and then a little bit of garlic, of course, works really well.
Yeah.
But if you're going to use garlic, if you don't want to use garlic, you can use the basil pesto, which will work really well. So they're kind of too cold, kind of like starters, but a nice crisp salad, good bread.
Lovely
idea. Just lovely.
Tasty. I mean, you know, go back to your childhood again, here we go. I used to love just a tomato sandwich.
Ah, you said that
before. Simple tomato sandwich. All you're doing is putting a bit of salt on it, maybe a bit of mayonnaise, and away you go. And it's lovely.
I love it.
It's lovely.
You're a man of simple pleasures.
I am a simple man.
Would you have a glass of milk with that to Washington?
I might. Well, I wouldn't have a glass of milk with your biscotti and your tomato, basil, broad bean. Yeah. I think I'd be having a glass of something with that.
I think you would, wouldn't you?
Take a glass with this. Not milk.
No, definitely not milk. No. Maybe a nice light red.
A nice light red under an easy sky.
Oh, I like this man's style.
Now, you mentioned beetroot. Another thing I'm not afraid to put on bread.
Oh.
Beetroot sandwiches.
Interesting.
That's another thing I used to love. I can't remember the last time I did anything as probably grotesque as that. You know, I used to love
this cookbook you're in the middle of writing is going to be a bestseller.
It's just making
Marty's top 10 sandwiches.
He's just picking up anything and making it into a sandwich.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the beetroot and goat's cheese. It's a classic combination.
Oh, yes.
So the goat's cheese first. We've often mentioned lots of lovely producers. We have Ardsall in County Cork. We have Centola, wonderful lady Siobhan. She's in County Clare. And then we also have Carlegie, which is in Cavan. So there's lots of lovely goat's cheese. I've yet to taste the strong Irish goat's cheese. So what does whipped mean? Whipped mean is you beat it up just with a whisk, or you can use an electric mixer. Probably an electric mixer is better. I'll tell you why, Marty. You get more air in. We're going to put a rind of a lemon into that, a little bit of olive oil, and you can add cream into it. It's not in the recipe, but you can. Mm. But you're just lightening it.
Do you need it though, the cheese? You don't really need it.
No, because it's full fat kind of goat's milk, so it is.
Yeah.
And we're going to put in a little bit of cream cheese. So we're kind of lightening it with the goat's cheese and the cream cheese. There's a lovely Irish producer I've mentioned many times, Killowen Farm, and they're based in Wexford, and they do really good creamy goat's cheese.
Okay.
We can mention a large brand like Philadelphia, but theirs is much nicer.
Is
hopefully it is.
Okay.
They're great people. Mm. So you whip them up, a little bit of lemon zest works really well. Then some hazelnuts, so toast the hazelnuts in a dry oven. They're going to give, if you get them in the skin removed, it makes life so easy. We buy them blanched.
Oh, right.
It might cost a little bit extra, and obviously we're buying a kilo, but at home you buy small packets. The skin is removed, toast them under the grill or in the oven, and they're absolutely delicious. They give great texture. So you have your whipped goat's cheese. Now let's talk about our lovely beetroots. So you can use the packet of beetroots cooked, or you can use the raw. It doesn't matter, whichever you have time. If you're growing beetroots, it's wonderful. If you pickle them, if you have them, just have them at room temperature. What I like to do with beetroots, I'll tell you one thing. I like to cut them into nice big chunks, and then I drizzle a little bit of balsamic vinegar oil, a little bit of thyme into the oven to kind of roast them off, and it's delicious. So it is.
Yeah.
So if it's a fresh beetroot, it could take 40 to 50 minutes.
Good for you too.
With the skin on, absolutely. It's it's fantastic.
It is.
I think for iron and for your blood, isn't it?
Yeah,
I think so.
Lovely,
And it's a great combination. Like, you'll see it in a lot of restaurant menus, goat's cheese and beetroot. It's a beautiful combination. It's sweet, it's acidic, and it's really, really delicious. And then a little dressing, Marty, a little bit of honey, white wine vinegar and olive oil.
Oh,
mix that all together and then drizzle that kind of over your beetroot. Have your creamy cheese. So the beetroot is at room temperature. It doesn't have to be hot, by the way, So it's a nice combination, that whipped goat's cheese, a lovely kind of crisp salad, and that's a lovely,
that's
lovely.
Just gorgeous.
And again, I recommend to serve that with some grilled bread. A bit of sourdough is just heaven. Are you a fan of goat's cheese?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
this is a lovely combination.
Ah, great.
You've got, like, with the parsley and the chives and everything, there's so much going on.
It is, and you know, and the lovely herbs, exactly. I mean, like, I probably didn't really go through them, but there's a little bit of dill in there, which is optional, but parsley and chives is gorgeous.
I love it.
And put that in there, and it just gives lovely freshness this time
of year. Don't they have crisp flavour parsley? I think they do.
There's so many different varieties of crisp flavours. It's just unbelievable.
There's a garlic one at the moment.
There's a truffle one.
I saw a truffle one.
Jesus, it's far from truffle crisp we were reared on.
For sure. Now, two biscotti says tomato and basil, broad bean, and then the beetroot and hazelnut salad with whipped goat's cheese. They're beautiful. And as I said, summer lunch.
Summer lunch.
Oh,
perfect.
It's just gorgeous if the weather holds. And it's Marty in the morning. RT Lyric FM, Marty in the morning, and that's what they said. What do you want to play?
Something Italian. What do you think, Marty?
What Italian music do you like? A bit of Dean
Martin.
The
main man.
Napoli.
Who's that?
That's Amore. It's always lovely.
I love that.
That's Amore.
Oh.
In Napoli, where boy meets girl. I think we'll have to get that on.
That sounds absolutely delicious.
Sadly, we have nothing by Basil Pesto. We can't find his album. But we do have Dean Martin.
Basil Vaulty.
Keep the faith, Nev. We'll talk to you next week.
See you next week.
Thank
you,
my friend. Thank you.
Cooking with Nevin on Marty in the Morning, sponsored by Dunn Stores Simply Better. Dunn Stores Simply Better, proudly working in partnership with over 90 Irish food and drink producers.
pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a guitarandella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool, that's amore. When you dance...